Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting second. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Allen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Brant Alia. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Moore. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Barry Moore. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The left fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is hit by the pitch. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Allen reaches second base with a double. Howard moves to third. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is walked intentionally. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson takes first base on ball four. Brown moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Brown moves to third. Peterson moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton takes first base on ball four. Brown scores. Peterson moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Casey Cox now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova strikes out. Two outs. Casey Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser strikes out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Howard moves to third. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McMullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0 for 1 in the game. Alia takes first base on ball 4. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alia moves to third. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 1 in the game. Casanova hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alia tags and scores. One out. It's Senators, 1, Indians, 1. Casey Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cullen moves to second. Casey Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 2 in the game. Unser hits a fly ball into left field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Brown fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Howard moves to second. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McMullen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Peterson. McMullen reaches second base with a double. Howard scores. Allen goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Senators. Horacio Pena now pitching. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Alia takes first base on ball 4. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McMullen scores. Alia moves to third. It's 4-1, Senators. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Casanova hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alia tags and scores. One out. It's 5-1, Senators. Casey Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cox strikes out. There goes Cullen. The throw from Sims to Brown, and Cullen is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alia throws the ball into Cullen, who tags Sims, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allen. Verhals reaches second base with a double. LeMay pinch hits for Horacio Pena. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Verhals moves to third. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardinal hits a fly ball into left field. Alia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jack Hamilton now pitching. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-3 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamilton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-3 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McMullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Alia hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McMullen moves to third. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-1 in the game. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 2 RBIs. Casanova takes first base on ball 4. Cullen moves to second. Casey Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cox takes first base on ball 4. McMullen scores. Cullen moves to third. Casanova moves to second. It's 6-1, Senators. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-4 in the game. Unser hits a fly ball towards left. Peterson catches it and throws home to Sims, who throws to third to double up Casanova. Cullen tags and scores. It's 7-1, Senators. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Casanova settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Verhaals hits a fly ball into right field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Gary Kroll now pitching. Ray Fosse now catching. Duke Sims now playing left field. Cap Peterson now playing third base. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 4 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal, who is chasing the ball. Brinkman reaches third base with a triple. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fosse for a passed ball. Brinkman scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, Senators. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kroll fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McMullen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Holman now playing first base. Ed Stroud now playing right field. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardinal hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Casanova settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Alia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Casanova takes first base on ball 4. Casey Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Cox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Peterson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Gary Kroll. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peterson moves to second. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.